In a decision on August 8th, 2018, the Alaska Supreme Court approved most of the ballot initiative called Stand for Salmon, aimed at strengthening the state's salmon habitat protection, meaning the initiative will be on the November 6th ballot. What is your position on the Alaska ballot measure number one? As a legislator, how will you balance other industries' interests while also protecting salmon natural resources?
One mistake with a mine, one, for instance, pebble mine, one mistake with some development, and then now we hurt a habitat for generations. And then when we talk about that, who's the one footing the bill for the cleanup? It's the taxpayers. What Stand for Salmon is doing, it's putting it to where the onus is more on the industries that are profiting, well, at the potentially at the expense of the salmon habitat.
I do not support the ballot initiative. I think it's this initiative was created simply to put mining out of business. I don't believe in trading one resource for another. I believe we all live in this state and we need to work together to maintain our resources.
My position on this bill is that, here we go again, the environmentalists are out there trying to tell us what to do with our state. It's a bad bill. It will close down economic development in our state. We have plenty of resources through fish and game. As long as we keep funding them and taking care of our salmon stocks, and we invest in research technology.
The cost of health care continues to rise for residents, employers, and the state in terms of Medicaid, pensions, and as an employer. What can you, as a state legislature, do to help get the health care cost under control?
I think that what we need to do is not only breed transparency, but we need to prioritize the health of our constituents. When we cut $20 million from healthcare, but then can give stocks and subsidies to the most profitable companies in the world, like the oil companies, then that, to me, says that we're not fighting for our constituents as hard as we should be, and we're not prioritizing them above everything else.
Why couldn't we get some kind of blanket insurance policy that allows the people of the state to also participate in the same type of insurance plan that these people are, that our state employees are employed in as a payer? That would certainly decrease costs. I think that our Medicaid and Medicaid system does need some revamping. I certainly think it's a worthwhile system, and there are definitely individuals that it has been, that it's crucial for. But I also believe that it's an abused system.
We have to take care of Medicare and Medicaid and how it's managed. It is ridiculous. It's costing our state billions of dollars. And that's all.